right, my peeps. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the podcast that helps you lead with laughter, play with purpose, and grow through a little thing we like to call radical empathy. Now, I am your host, Erin Deal, founder of Improve It. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. That's right. We bring play to your workday. That's literally like what we do. And I'm also a keynote speaker. I'm a mom. I'm a human in progress. And I am somebody who has received a lot of feedback in her life. Let's just say the good, the bad, and the are you kidding me right now kind. Okay. So today we are diving into something that makes a lot of leaders squirm. Dun, dun, dun. Feedback. How to give it, how to get it, and most importantly, how to grow from it. So let's be honest, most of us were never taught how to do this well. I wish that when I was going through school or when I was leaving college, there was a class that was like, how to give and receive feedback. Like, we literally need courses on this. We either avoid it completely, or sometimes we just blurt it out like the end of a bad improv scene. Here's the thing though. Feedback is your greatest growth tool. If you know how to handle it, it can transform your leadership, it can transform your relationships, and it can transform your entire workplace culture. So I want you to grab your coffee. I want you to grab your courage, and let's get to talking about feedback here. Coffee talk, all about feedback. So let's just start talking first and foremost about what happens when we don't give, we don't get, or we don't grow from feedback. When we don't give feedback, people stay stuck. They keep doing what's not working. And not because they want to fail, but they do this because no one's told them this otherwise. You're thinking, okay, by not saying anything, I'm being nice. But the silence is actually super unkind. When we don't get feedback, our blind spots stay blind. We overestimate what's working and we underestimate our impact. We start living in this bubble where growth feels comfortable, but comfort never equals progress. So when we don't grow from feedback, what happens? We repeat the same mistakes over and over again. We defend, we deflect, we dismiss. And before long, we are known as the person who can't take it, who can't hack it, who can dish it, but they can't take it. You know who I'm talking about. You're thinking about them right now. Maybe it's you. That reputation, my friends, follows you, especially in leadership. So yeah, feedback, it might be uncomfortable because so is stagnation. And trust me, growth hurts a lot less than regret. Let me say that again. Growth hurts a lot less than regret. So here's what happens when you do embrace feedback. When you give it with empathy, when you receive it with humility and use it as a growth accelerator. Your relationships are going to deepen. You're going to watch them just unfold. When you are able to give and receive feedback to somebody, you are really saying, I trust you. When they give you feedback, they're saying, oh, I trust them. Your team sees this as an opportunity to trust you more. Communication gets cleaner. Drama goes down. Performance goes up. It's beautiful. But when feedback becomes a part of your culture, it's not scary anymore. It's just information. When you literally say feedback is a part of our culture and you set that expectation, it's an expectation. It's just that. It is literally a part of the culture. It's like holding up a mirror and saying, here's how we can all be better together. Okay? So here's what I always say. Improv is built on feedback. It's so true. You can't improv and you can't improve without responding to what's in front of you. Just like if I'm in an improv scene and I negate or don't acknowledge what my scene partner said, I'm killing the scene. When you don't respond to what's in front of you in terms of feedback, you're killing the vibe, straight up. So that's why the best leaders are not afraid of feedback. They invite it in. So here's how. I'm going to break this down for y'all. You know I got those tangible tips rooted in improv, okay? We're going to break them down into three parts today. Get your pen, your pencils, get ready. I'm telling you, this is like the goody, goody goods. Because if you are having trouble giving, receiving, or even being around feedback, this is for you. We're going to break it down in three parts. Number one, how to give it. Number two, how to get it. And number three, how to grow. So give, get, grow. Those are our three. So let's start with giving feedback. The one thing that makes your palms sweat. I'm just going to give you a little side tangential story here. I'm a recovering people pleaser. Like literally, I'm going to write a book about it. When I first started out building Improve It, which was now 11 freaking years ago, which is like wilder than dirt to me. And dirt's pretty wild. I was terrified of feedback. I was like, okay, my team's not going to like me anymore. Like, I just had this icky feeling. My armpits would get what I call the ick factor. Like they would just start sweating profusely. I'd feel so gross in my own skin. And I was like, man, I don't want to have to tell them this. Why do I have to do it? Oh yeah, that's part of leadership. It's part of entrepreneurship, actually. You have an idea and that you're very passionate about. Guess what? You can't do it alone. You have to do it with a team. You got to learn how to give feedback. So these are my three rules. Step one, get clear before you get kind. Brené Brown says this quote, I love it so much. Clear is kind. Clear is kind. Feedback is not about dumping emotion on somebody. You're not going to come in and just dump on them. It's about delivering clarity. Ask yourself, what behavior am I addressing? What's the impact? What's one specific example? The clearer you are, the kinder it lands. So remember, if you remember anything from today's conversation, and when I say giving feedback, number one, clear is so kind. So get clear before you go into that conversation, what it is that you want to give clarity on. You have to have clarity before you can get clear. So that's the first step. Step two in giving feedback. Y'all know I love improv. That is what we use here to teach. You're going to use the yes and mindset. So this comes straight from the improv stage. Instead of saying to somebody, no, you did this wrong. Okay. You can say something like this. Oh, I see what you were going for there. Okay. And here's how we can make it even better. Don't kill the person for trying. Don't negate the person for trying. I see what you did. And here's how we can make it just a little bit better. That's it. If I had that feedback given to me, I'd be like, thank you. Like I always want to improve. Duh. It keeps people open. When you negate them and you shut them down, they have no room to receive feedback. They go straight into defensive mode. But when you say, I see what you did there, and here's how it could be better, it makes them open instead of defensive. And here's step three. You are going to deliver this feedback in real time, not in resentment time. Let me say it again. You're going to deliver it in real time, not in resentment time. So don't wait 3 weeks, sit on it, sleep on it, write in your journal about it, talk to your three best friends about it and your mom, okay? You're not going to do that and then explode on this person. You are going to give feedback when it's fresh and it feels like a gift, not a gotcha. A gift, not a gotcha, all right? Remember that. Clear is kind. Use yes and so you're not negating them. That's step two. And step three, super simple. Deliver it in real time, not in resentment time. So that's part one, how to give feedback. Now let's talk about getting feedback. Step two, or part two, I should say, how to get it. You got to dish it, you got to take it, all right? Getting feedback can be even harder, especially if your ego is at the party, okay? that ego likes to show up. And everybody has an ego, so don't think you don't. Everyone has an ego, all right? Some spiritual people say it stands for edging God out. And if God does not make sense to you, you could say edging good out, because ego keeps us alive. It's part of our fear center. It allows us to like know when we're safe, when we're not safe, but it also wants to keep you from getting outside of that comfort zone. Ego wants you to stay safe. So when ego is at the party, woo, we can't receive that feedback. But when we say, hang on, you're at the party, but you're going to take a seat, we can get some work done. So here's step one. Ask, don't assume. So instead of waiting for annual reviews, which I always do this in my reviews with my team biannually and annually, instead of waiting for it, in a meeting recently, say, what's one thing I could do better? Or what's one thing I might not be seeing here? This shows leadership and self-awareness. Literally, I had a meeting with our podcast team, and I love my team so much. They are the people who bring you this show. And we made a lot of changes, and I was like, okay, I need your honest feedback. Like, what am I seeing this right? Like, how do you feel about this? And they gave it to me honestly. And that's me not waiting until the end of the year. That's me understanding right now in real time how I can do something better. Here's step two. Listen to understand, not to defend. That is the golden rule, my peeps. When you get feedback, your brain is automatically putting on the boxing gloves and ready to fight back. Don't. I want you to take a breath, take notes, and say thank you. Because you can process it later, just receive it now. You are in receiving mode. Step three, separate the feedback from your identity. You, my beautiful peep that I'm talking to right now into this microphone, in your ear, you are not your mistakes. You are not your performance in one project. Feedback is data. It is not your definition. So, how we receive feedback. Step one, we're going to ask and not assume. We're going to ask in real time. Step two, we're going to listen to understand, not defend. Think of getting feedback as like literally opening a notebook with a blank page and just saying, fill it up, and then you can process it later. And step three, you're going to separate your feedback from your identity. It is not who you are, all right? It's data, not your definition. All right, my peeps, I hope you're enjoying the show. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Passion Struck on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. Okay, we are now in part three, how to grow from feedback. Now this, my peeps, is where the magic happens. Growth. Step one, I got three steps for you here. You are going to reflect before reacting. Before you react, ask, is this true? Is this helpful? Is this something I can change? There are so many ways to figure this out. You can use journaling. You can use meditation. You can use a trusted mentor or coach to process. So reflect before reacting. Step two, take one action, not 10, one action. So you don't have to overhaul everything. You don't have to throw everything out the window. You're going to pick one small thing to improve, and you're going to track your progress. Growth compounds, all right? Beyonce was not built in a day, and she got so much feedback on her way up, one thing at a time. Step three, you're going to circle back and close the loop. Circle back and close the loop. The best corporate jargon I could find. You're going to go back to the person who gave you the feedback, and you're going to share what you did with it. That's how trust grows, when people see their feedback mattered. When you are given feedback and you actually do something with it, people are like, okay, she's listening. He's listening. They got this. All right. So those three again, how to grow from feedback. Number one, reflect before reacting. Number two, take one action, not 10. And number three, circle back and close the loop. And speaking of communication, my beautiful peeps, I want to talk to you about how you can actually practice this with your team. So if you're ready to take your team's communication from meh to magnetic, then we got you. It's our effective communication workshop here at Improve It, and it's calling your name. Now, this is a highly interactive, high-energy session, and our seasoned improv facilitators lead participants through fun, laughter-filled activities that prove one simple truth: what you say and what you don't say affect how others listen and respond. Now, whether it's a 90-minute virtual session for 50 people on Zoom or a two-hour in-person event for 100, this keynote and workshop, I should say, not keynote, it helps your team use verbal and nonverbal cues to communicate with impact. It helps build trust with the improv tenet of yes and. It helps you listen to understand, not just respond. It creates more inclusive, connective, and productive environments. And it's led by amazing facilitators who will leave your team saying, "That was the best training we've ever had." So you can learn to improve it. You can do this with us at learntoimproveit.com. And I would love to chat with you. Say you heard about it on the show. My team is ready to chat with you, and you're going to get ready to communicate like a pro. So, my peeps, let's recap. When it comes to feedback, remember, you can't grow if you don't know. To give feedback, I want you to be clear, use yes and do it in real time. To get feedback, you're going to ask for it, listen fully, and don't take it personally. Data, not definition. And to grow from feedback, you're going to reflect, wait, take one small step, and then close the loop. Reflect, take a small step, and close the loop. Reflect, take a small step, and close the loop. That felt like a ditty that you need to hear. Now I'm putting it in your ear. It's work day, play date with Erin. Okay. Feedback is going to change your day. I don't know. That just came out of nowhere and I felt like you needed it. So here's your homework, my peeps. All right. You're going to pick one person this week to ask for feedback from. It could be a teammate. It could be your partner. It could be your kid. And I just want you to say something like this. Hey, what's one thing I could do to show up better? That's it. And then say thank you. No defense, just gratitude. And then you're going to find one person you can give feedback to. Kindly, clearly, and with the goal of growth. So my peeps, that is our playdate for today. Remember, feedback is not a flaw detector. It is a growth accelerator. And if you loved today's episode, oh my goodness, if you left us a review, it would make my heart skip 7 million beats and an actual team of humans do a happy dance. So please leave us a review. You can drop a comment in there as well. Also, share this episode with your favorite leader or post it on LinkedIn and tag me, Erin Diehl. It's D-I-E-H-L. And as always, keep laughing, keep leading, keep improving it, because your team deserves a leader who listens, grows, and says yes and to every opportunity. I'll see you next time back here on Workday Playdate. Bye.